some of the effects of aging on the integument, the thickness of the skin becomes thinner. The stratum germinativum layer begins to slow down its cell division and is not as effective at making new cells. So as we age, our skin naturally becomes thinner, and this thinness makes it more prone to injury and also can make it more excuse me, can make it slower to heal. Our immunity, as it's associated with the integument, can also decline. There are specialized cells in the integument called the Langerhans cells, and these provide immune protection. These decrease by about 50% as we get into our older years. Another important function of the skin that declines is the production of vitamin D3. D3 is important. The skin is important for producing vitamin D, and as we age, that becomes less. That function becomes less effective. The problem with this reduction, well, there are several problems with this reduction of vitamin D, and we're actually in the process of learning more and more about this. But some of the problems include a reduction in the ability of the intestines to absorb calcium and phosphate as needed. Another characteristic of aging with the integument is that melanocytes become less active and produce less melanin, so we can become more sensitive to sun damage as we get older. Glandular activity of the skin decreases, which often leads to the skin becoming quite a bit more dry. There are more problems with dry skin and sometimes with flaky skin. And also, there's less production of sweat, so there's more chance of elderly people overheating because they're less able to produce sweat to cool themselves. And another characteristic having to do with heat regulation is blood flow and perspiration. Less blood flow to the surface of the skin, so the skin may feel cool even if the person is in a warm room. So again, this makes them more prone to overheating. Other differences that you're probably aware of, hair production decreases, and the production of pigments for the hair declines as we get older. So the fewer and thinner and finer hairs are produced, and the melanocytes that produce the pigments in the hair become less active, so the hair can go gray. Elasticity is reduced. One of the proteins that's very important to keeping the skin resilient is collagen, and that it, the production of collagen decreases as we become older. Subcutaneous fat decreases, and this can often make secondary sexual characteristics, the curviness of a female figure, for example, decline as we get older. So the sexes begin to look a bit more alike. And finally, I think I've touched on this before, the repair rate for dealing with injuries and repairing injuries declines as we get older.